It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'll be hanging out with you for two more hours. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. Listen for free on the Odyssey app, for free. You can hit rewind on the Odyssey app as well. Had a hell of a show. Thank you so much. Former Red Sox, former Yankee, two-time World Series champ. Thank you to Johnny Damon for joining us in the last hour. Hey, thank you to former Defensive Rookie of the Year, All-Pro, Pro Bowler, Mr. Chase Down, the quarterback, Mr. Lights Out. Thank you to Sean Merriman for joining us earlier in the show. If you missed a minute or a second, you heard what I just said. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and you go back and listen to both interviews. And thank you to everybody listening on a smart speaker. You got one of those fancy things? Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. There's so much more to do. World Series Game 5. First pitch about to take place. Gerrit Cole on the mound for the Yankees. Jack Flaherty on the mound for the Dodgers. About 10 minutes away from that getting started. The Yankees are still trying to stay alive. Back up against the wall in every game. This is curtains. It could have been curtains for the Yankees last night. They were able to knock the Dodgers off, avoid a sweep, winning 11-4. We'll keep you up to date on the New York Yankees as things continue on. Talked a lot of football. Of course, Anthony Richardson talked about his disappointment, his benching as a learning experience. We learned that Jameson Williams is unfortunately being investigated, potential firearm incident in his car, unregistered. There's just a lot going on. Hickey, I think this whole week we've been in the Twilight Zone.
I mean, I was going to try to retort, but no, I think you're right. It's been a bizarro week already. It's only Wednesday.
And then we had the jerk Yankee fans from last night. They've been banned from the game, which is good. Wow.
Speaking of bizarro, about the initial reporting that they were possibly going to be let in tonight?
Did you believe that, though?
No.
Yeah.
But still, that it was out there and there was a question and assumption, maybe even like, 5 hours ago, there was still like at least no official word that they had been banned? Bizarro world.
Yeah. That thought never crossed my mind.
Could you imagine like tonight you see them, they just lean over the railing again?
What do they do? If they let you into Yankee Stadium after what they pulled last night, they have to walk in with like crowns and long ass capes with lion fabric. They have to just be the toast. They might as well let the game be about them at that point.
Are you so dressing up like? Well, yes, I
Kings.
Guess it is. Kings. That's what I was gonna say. Kind of like Halloween a little bit.
Yeah, nothing to do with Halloween. But you said when they were being escorted out that they were being lauded and applauded for interfering in the game.
One got a bear hug.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I guess why not milk it for all it's worth? But what are they doing? Are they throwing a party at like stands across the street? They're probably getting paid for this, right?
They might be. I mean, I'm shocked. ESPN wrote a story about them. To be honest with you, shocked.
Oh wow. I'm not even bothering to learn either one of these guys' names. It's of no interest to me. Well, what?
If you see their names, it checks out.
Oh.
One certain is stereotypes about Yankee fans and their nationalities.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. One gentleman, is one of his names, it's Italian, right? No?
I believe both.
Oh, okay. All right.
I believe both.
Nothing. I looked at that guy's name, so I'm not doing that. Nope.
See you later.
Yeah, jerk one and jerk two. Just leave it there. It doesn't matter where their family lineage is. Sigh. Disappointing. Not surprising, but disappointing. hey, we won't be disappointed here on the show. Next hour, Kenny the Jet Smith is going to join us, NBA legend, two-time champion on the Houston Rockets. Now you can catch him on TNT. He has something big coming up that he's going to be a part of. So we'll talk to Kenny Smith next hour. Not a disappointment. A success, Kenny the Jet Smith is. But now we have to talk about some disappointments. Because it's time for a new top six list. It's what I do every single Wednesday. And today will be no different. Because we're at about the halfway mark through the NFL season. We've had some quarterbacks get benched. We've had some QBs get banished. Quarterbacks get punished. We got a lot to discuss. And so today, at this point of the season, I want to share with you a top six list of the biggest quarterback disappointments so far this season. And I am going to start now.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's a new top six list. I do it every single Wednesday. Been doing it every single Wednesday, whether you're here on the radio, on the internet, forever, for like 15 years. But here it is now, tonight for you, the top six biggest quarterback disappointments this season. It's a top six list. It's a countdown. And so we start counting down with this number right here.
Number six.
Oh, man, is this guy a disappointment? He is. He really is. He's a disappointment. And it's not all his fault. Taking $60 million a year. Damn. This guy's name is Dak Prescott. Yes, I got him on the quarterback disappointment list. It's impossible. The Dallas Cowboys are 3-4. They just got, I don't even say lit up. They were able to show a little bit of life at the end of the game. The 49ers just beat them 30-24. But Dak, he's thrown two interceptions in three of the Cowboys' last games. The three last Cowboys games, he's thrown two interceptions. This is not what you're paying Dak Prescott to do. He is stinking the joint up, and I get it. He got CeeDee Lamb to throw the ball to. Last year, he was an MVP candidate. This year, he's forcing the issue. I guess he got no choice. 10 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. The Cowboys are sinking. Just kind of floating along. Dak Prescott not doing anything. And he can't. What does he have to work with? But nonetheless, you getting paid this much money? Disappointing. I mean, just last week, Dak Prescott, he told everybody, forget being disappointing. He says that he is mediocre.
I'd say I've played average, and average isn't good enough right now. By any means. I mean, it's never been good enough for me, so I can't say that I've been happy or excited after any of these games that I've played. But understanding that there's more plays out there for me to make, whether it's in the design or not, I'm capable of it.
Oh, average, okay. Give himself some credit there. Yeah, he's been average, he has. I don't want to say he's been asked. There's some worse guys, but yeah, average is the word. Disappointing is definitely one of them too, regardless of how much talent is around Dak Prescott. I have him at number six on my list. Some of the biggest quarterback disappointments this season. Dak is number six. What's next?
Number five.
Oh, you don't got to see this guy anymore this season. This guy's season is over. He blew out his Achilles last week. His name is Deshaun Watson. Yeah, he's on the list too. The Browns should be disappointed in themselves for even trying to trade for this guy. Forget all the draft capital that they gave up to bring him in. In seven games this year, 5 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He spoke to the media, said, I'm not trying to run as much as I used to. They're not paying me to run. He had another allegation. I think a couple of allegations of sexual assault. This is just, how does that even become normal to say? And then there was the $230 million guaranteed. There was the Browns team that when he went down, they were 1-6. Now they got Jameis. It's just, it's bad. A disappointment. This is going to be and go down as one of the worst contracts in NFL history, if not the worst. And he's still on the books. Deshaun Watson, definitely a disappointment. Just 2 weeks ago, before he blew out that Achilles, He says, oh, yeah, we all need to try to do better. Me, the coach, the play, everybody. Just do better.
We got to really lock in on and really be truthful with ourselves on what are we doing. Not just one or two guys, but all of us. And I'm being the quarterback of this offense with Kevin and Ken. We have to do something a little bit. I don't know what we have to do, but we need to do something to lock in so we don't cost ourselves any more games because, you know, we gotta really turn this around.
He can watch and cheerlead. He can't do anything else. Hickey, if you are the Browns, you tell him just stay home. Don't come to the stadium. Even when you're able to, you know, get pushed around, scoot around, just stay home.
The checks will still clear. Just don't come to the facility ever, and we'll be on our way.
Yeah, just bad, man. Browns are cursed. You want to talk about a disappointing quarterback? I got Deshaun Watson at number 5 on this list. Who's more disappointing than Deshaun Watson? What's the next number?
Number 4.
This mayonnaise-loving quarterback. You are really disappointing when you got a whole, you got a commercial. You have commercials and you suck. And it's not, you have commercials because you're good. You have commercials because you got this mayonnaise thing. I'm talking about Will Levis. Got a busted up shoulder. We got Mason who had to take over in his place. The Titans are a train wreck. It's just a disaster from what they did last year, getting rid of Mike Vrabel. But even with Callahan in, and now they got rid of Hopkins, it doesn't matter. Everything about him is bad. And so, yeah, Will Levis doesn't have the best situation. But have you seen him play? Have you seen some of the decisions that he's made throughout the course of the season? As an overall, before he went down with the shoulder injury, 5 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. And one thing I will not forget are 2 early games for the Tennessee Titans. Where the plays are dead, they're finished, they're cooked, and he's over here flipping the ball to the opposition, just giving the games away. You want to talk about disappointing? I get it. The guy was selected in the 2nd round last year. Thought he would go first, ended up going 33rd overall, ended up filling the world in on his love of mayonnaise. Now he's in mayonnaise commercials. But Will Levis, after he threw away another game. How about this? Week 2. Remember the New York Jets? Another flip. His coach basically called him a dumbass. And Will Levis said, I need to rewire my brain. What?
It's got to be something that's more second nature to me. And I'm going to do everything I can to rewire my brain to make sure that when I'm in those situations, I'm not making those decisions. And I think throughout my career, I've gotten a lot better of not forcing things or at least forcing balls into windows. But that's a different kind of play.
Yeah, well, you can't fix it if you on the bench, bro. Get that shoulder together. The Titans, I said this before the season started. These Titans are just, they just slapped them together. Might as well just break them apart, including the quarterback, Will Levis. Ridiculously disappointing. I got him at number 4 on my list. You want to talk about another disappointing quarterback for my list? What's the next number?
Number 3.
It's the man who got benched for taking a break. It's Anthony Richardson. And he's not the only guy to get benched for taking a break. Think about this in life. You take a break, you take a day off, you get punished. You get asked to do something and you're caught lollygagging, you get punished. You're taught to work and work and work and work some more. But damn it, this is the NFL. If you take a play or something off, say you're hurt. People lie all the time. He was too honest. And it doesn't help that his numbers suck. How about that? Or that he's injury prone. That's another factor. That he can't complete 44% of his passes. Ouch. That's pretty bad in and of itself. And so Anthony Richardson. Joe Flacco, the 39-year-old guy, has taken the job away from the 22-year-old. Anthony Richardson was selected number 4 overall last year. A super freak, athletic, he's a beast, he's a monster. Wait until he learns how to play quarterback. Well, he's going to have to learn some leadership skills. He's going to have to learn how to throw the ball accurately. And pretty bad. Listen again, this past Sunday against the Texans, he was just like, listen, folks, I was tired.
Man, tired, I ain't going to lie. That was a lot of running right there, what I did. And I don't think I was going to be able to go that next play. So I just, you know, just told Sam I just needed a break right there.
Well, after his teammates, the media, the fans, everybody kicked his ass, today he says something different.
As a competitor, you know, definitely don't want to be told that, you know, you're not the guy anymore, you know, for the upcoming week. But, you know, it's all good. I'm using this moment as an opportunity to grow and just learn from my mistakes.
Would you do anything differently with the tap out play or say anything differently about it?
You know, regarding that play, you know I can't do that as a leader, you know, especially as a quarterback of this team, and especially just as a football player in general. You know, I can't necessarily just bring myself out of the game like that, especially in key moments like that. But, you know, you live and you learn. You just got to, you know, grow from it.
Uh-huh. You live and you learn and you grow. I hope he can learn this year. And Joe Flacco, look, Hickey, the Colts are going to compete for a spot now, right? A wild card spot now that Flacco's in charge.
That's their thinking.
Yeah. Think so as well. Anthony Richardson, he's going to get some firsthand experience learning and watching how a vet operates on the bench. It's going to burn him inside. Poor guy. And speaking of being benched, top six biggest quarterback disappointments this season. If I have Anthony Richardson at number three on my list, where can I go next?
Number two.
Oh, well, let me do some math here. If Anthony Richardson was selected number four overall last year and he was benched, and there's a quarterback who was selected in front of Anthony Richardson, who was also benched, but he was selected number one overall. Oh, here it is, at number two on the list. You want to talk about a disappointment at the quarterback position this year? At number two, I give you Bryce Young. This man was benched after 2 weeks. He only got his job back because Andy Dalton sprained his thumb in a car accident. Not an accident on the field, in the car, in the vehicle with his kids. And so Bryce Young finally came back this past weekend, lost to Denver, but he did have two touchdowns to go along with two interceptions. It's better than some of the things he's done in the past. And so now here with the Carolina Panthers, the number one overall pick who the Panthers traded for. Hi, Caleb. He has a starting record of 2-17. Oh, my God. And we know the Panthers are pathetic. They just traded away somebody who would be his number one option in Deontay Johnson. We know that Moore is gone. They traded him to get him in there. It's just pitiful and sad. Adam Thielen, he has a rookie in Xavier Leggett. Who's he throwing a rock to? Bryce Young, it's almost like he was set up for failure. Now Dave Canales came in. He's supposed to be the quarterback whisperer. And he told him to sit on the bench. Bryce Young, selected number one overall last year, might be too small to stick around in the league. Just last week, Bryce Young, knowing that he was going to get another start, he talked about whether or not he had something to prove.
For me, it's just day by day. Again, I'm not really a huge big picture, send a message, big thing. Again, I want to do everything I can to be the best I can today during meetings and practice, and then obviously do everything I can to help the team on Sunday. Whatever comes from that, and you know, how things are perceived in the building, throughout the World League, that's always stuff, no matter what it is, stuff I can't control. So again, I just want to do all I can to help the team, and that's really where my focus is.
Man, it kills me. They make fun of this guy like he's in kindergarten. He comes to practice with his giant book bag. He's smaller than everybody. He seems like a real nice guy, too. He just might end up being a bust. You want to talk about a disappointing quarterback this year? I got Bryce Young. He is number two on my list of disappointing QBs this season. It's the JR Sportbury Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about the biggest quarterback disappointment this season in the NFL. I'll tell you who it is. You are locked into the JR Sportbury Show coast to coast. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. New York Yankees and the Dodgers, they are underway in the Bronx, New York. Oh, it's still the first inning. Aaron Judge has woken up. a two-run home run, driving in himself and Juan Soto, a Jazz Chisholm with a solo home run to right field, and the New York Yankees have a 3-0 lead against the Los Angeles Dodgers, and Jack Flaherty is still here in the first, has already given up 3 runs. We'll keep you up to date on the game as we continue to be here. You can listen on the Infinity Sports Network. You'll know exactly what the hell is going on. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here. Right before we went to break, as I do every Wednesday, I was sharing with you a new top six list. This evening, we were taking a look at some of the biggest quarterback disappointments in the NFL this season. I'm about to share with you who I have at number one. But before we do that, let me give you a quick walkthrough if you missed last break. At number six, I gave you Dak Prescott. You think about a quarterback making $60 million, this is kind of par for the course when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of fluff, a lot of noise, but no results. Even Dak Prescott says that he's been playing average. You could argue worse. And number five, I gave you Deshaun Watson. This man has blown out his Achilles, making way for Jameis Winston. And I'm not saying an injury is best for anybody. Who wants to be hurt? The answer is nobody. But the fact is, the Browns, they might be relieved. Their fan base, everybody might be relieved that they don't have to look at Deshaun Watson, or at least what was a shell of Deshaun Watson. This guy left them basically a record of 1-5, 1-6, until Jameis came through and picked up a W this past Sunday against the Ravens. Oh, yeah, $230 million guaranteed. Not too shabby either. And number four, biggest quarterback disappointments in the NFL this year, Will Levis. Why is he a disappointment? Not that I expected the world out of him. The Titans are a dumpster fire. This guy's in commercials and he's a loser. Like, what loser athlete is in commercials? This is why you don't put yourself in commercials unless you're winning, because I'm going to criticize you, or anybody is. Bad stuff. And some of his turnovers, by the way, criminal. Let me pitch the ball while I'm basically falling on my hands and knees. Let me pitch the ball to the opposition so the ball can go the other way and so we can lose the game. Don't blame me. Will Levis is the one who says he needs to rewire his brain. He said that, not me. What an insult that would be if I said it, but he said it about himself. And number three on the list, biggest quarterback disappointments, I gave you Anthony Richardson. Yes, I'm tired. I needed to take a break. Nobody else is taking a break. Maybe the guy who ran 90 yards down the field needs to take a break. I was running too. I need to take a break. I'm the quarterback. I'm the leader, but I'm tired. Well, he's been benched for Joe Flacco. Can't wait to hear Joe Flacco talk about how much encouragement he's giving to Anthony Richardson. Probably none. And number two on the list, I gave you Bryce Young, the guy who was selected number one overall in the draft. Man, he wouldn't even be playing right now if Andy Dalton wasn't in a car accident. What a shame. Thank God Andy Dalton only suffered a sprained thumb. Thank God his family is okay. But Bryce Young wouldn't have seen an opportunity if Andy Dalton didn't go down. And so he made his return last week against the Broncos, and he lost. And let's see what Bryce Young can do up against the Saints next. I'm not all that optimistic that things are going to turn around. So if I got Bryce Young at number two on my list, the biggest disappointment would be what number?
Number one.
What happens when you trade for a four-time NFL MVP? What happens when your team is defensively sound, one of the best in the game, and all you need is a quarterback? What happens when you bring that guy in and you bring the circus, you bring the zoo, and then what happens when you're 2-6 and basically suck as bad as you did last year when you had a young, unproven quarterback who also had no idea about leadership? Well, what happens is you are in a sinking ship and your name is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is number one on my list. Biggest quarterback disappointment this season. The New York Jets reached for the stars. They climbed the hills. They swung for the fences. They tried to do everything. All of their hopes, all of their dreams Once Aaron Rodgers, bad idea. They had to go meet this man in California to convince him to not retire. They had to wine and dine him. They had to kiss his ass. They had to send the coach out there. The coach got fired. All to have a 2-6 record. Aaron Rodgers has said repeatedly so far this season, he needs to be better. He has 12 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. The Jets' defense has gotten worse. The offense is pathetic. Aaron Rodgers gets everything that he wants. He has Davante Adams now. Last year he had Cobb and Lazard, even though he couldn't play. They got no results. Because Aaron Rodgers inherently, this version of him, it might be easy to be a leader when you're the best player on the team, but now he just looks washed. And I'm not the only person who thinks that because he can't move and he's coming off of an Achilles tear. How about Godshaw on the Patriots, who's chasing him around this past Sunday? He told the media after the game, he's just like, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the same guy. He looks kind of old.
Yeah, I think he's struggling right now. You know, just a Hall of Fame quarterback like that, just hate to see him go out that way. But, you know, always going to take a win against him, you know, build your on your resume. But, he definitely don't look the same. You just don't look like he kept moving back there. Shit, I could run him down and catch him. He don't look mobile at all, you know. So it was good for us. You know, we know we can get after him and attack him in the passing game, too.
The Patriots and the Jets have the same record this year at 2-6. The Patriots just beat the Jets to get that, too. And yeah, Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't look the same. He's 40. And all his legs have been bothering him for the past couple of weeks. Pick an injury. His leg, his knee, his ankle, pick one. He's old. And so now the New York Jets, 2-6, they could have did this with Zach Wilson. Aaron Rodgers and Jeff Ulbrich, everybody's talking about being in the darkness. Hassan Reddick showed up to work just to join a loser. Maybe he saw the writing on the wall. What a genius he is, I guess. Just last week, Aaron Rodgers was like, you know, we stink, but we got to take it a day at a time. I think that's what he was trying to say.
I mean, every year presents its own challenges, and thankfully we're not to the denouement of this season. You know, there's still a lot of time left. I think it's important that we all just stay as sanguine as possible. You know, it's a long season. There's a lot of ups and downs. We've had a lot of adversity already this season. We just got to stick together and get one and then start to build off of that.
Oh, man. Not when you 2-6, man. Now, it went from that was last week, and this week is just all about the darkness. Come on. The darkness. This is bad. Aaron Rodgers, without a shadow of a doubt, the most disappointing quarterback in the NFL this year. It is. Whether you feel that you knew this was going to turn out bad for the Jets, oh, there was a high chance for it. The Jets were either going to hit a grand slam or they're going to strike out swinging. They did the Bartolo Colon strikeout. They have not only struck out swinging, the helmet fell off, fallen into the dirt, spun down onto their knee, belly flying all over the damn place. The New York Jets just with a huge swing and a miss.
And unfortunately for them, Aaron Rodgers is not young enough to where you can eventually wait it out and Bartolo hits a home run and it's one of the greatest things ever. It does not seem like Bartolo's going to get enough swings here in this analogy to ever hit home run.
Oh, no. And that's the other point. When Aaron Rodgers leaves, the Jets are cooked. This is not just a disappointment. This is a franchise killing move. You went for broke. It looks like you will be broke. Let's see if the New York Jets have one of the greatest comebacks in NFL history. I doubt it. You talk about leadership. Anthony Richardson, 22 years old, learning how to be a leader. The New York Jets quarterback at 40 years old, almost 41 years old. This guy doesn't know how to be a leader at all. Got Aaron Rodgers, number one on my list. Top six biggest quarterback disappointments this year. Dak Prescott at 6, Deshaun Watson at 5, Will Levis at 4, Anthony Richardson at 3, Bryce Young at 2, Aaron Rodgers at 1. If you want to call me, you can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Which NFL quarterbacks have just been disappointing this year? Who hasn't lived up to their end of the bargain? Who did you expect something from? And you got nada. 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side, we'll take a look at the phone lines. We'll talk about some of the wide receivers who might be able to help some of these sorry quarterbacks.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I just gave you a new top six list. Took a look at some of the most disappointing quarterbacks in the NFL this season. And number six, I gave you Dak Prescott. And number five, I gave you Deshaun Watson. And number four, I gave you Will Levis. And number three, I gave you Anthony Richardson. And number two, I gave you Bryce Young. And at number one, I gave you Aaron Rodgers. Tons of quarterbacks disappointing in the NFL this season. Is there a quarterback that stands out to you? Is there a quarterback who had some expectations that has not lived up to them this year? The phone lines are open, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go ahead and pick up the phones. Let's go to Pennsylvania and let's talk to Dean. Hey, Dean, how are you, man? You are on the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Good evening, JR. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, I just want to speak on number six, Dak Prescott. I have been a Cowboys fan since I'm 56 years old. Since I was 5 years old, my father was a Navy guy. I love Roger the Dodger, obviously a Heisman Trophy winner. And I want to compare the Cowboys to the Chicago Bulls with a aggressive owner, where Phil Jackson wins all these championships, and obviously Jimmy Johnson wins all these championships, and the owner thinks that they're smarter than the coach. So I give Dak a little bit of a pass simply because, they sign him to this big money in C.D. Lamb. Obviously, Mike is disappointed because he didn't get his money. He doesn't want to play now. And I just look at, if Jimmy Johnson was there, could they win five championships? So I give Dak a pass. He doesn't throw his helmet like Lamar and act like a baby. He doesn't have the most talent, but he's a warrior. But the bottom line is he doesn't get it done, and he's making $60 million a year. It's very frustrating, JR, to be a Cowboy fan for 28 years, and we can't win in the playoffs. So I'll hang up. I'll let you speak on that. I really think it's Jerry Jones. Be the owner. Hire a competent football GM and get things done. And it's 28 years of suffering, my friend. And, hey, by the way, love your show. Love your intelligence. Keep doing what you're doing, my friend.
And thank you so much, Dean, for calling up in Pennsylvania. It's funny. We had, I want to say, the opposite conversation yesterday. For whatever reason, it was brought up about how bad the Cowboys have been. And I blame Jerry Jones. And then a caller called up and he wanted to blame Dak. And I had to say, give Dak a break. Like, Dak is not the greatest. He's not the best. He's very good. I mean, he was in the MVP conversation last year. But give Dak a break. You can't say Dak is the reason why they haven't won a championship. And I kind of said what Dean just said. You have to look at the owner. You got to look at Jerry Jones. And so we know that. He's the umbrella. And he's the, how can I say this? It's his house. That's it. And not physically, just AT&T Stadium, but it's his house. And he's hovering over his house. He's not cleaning and taking care of his house. He's not tending to it the way that he needs to. He's stinking a joint up. The house stinks and he's not cleaning it up. That's what it is. And it's his house. You got to hire somebody to come in and clean it, or you got to do it yourself. Well, he's done a crap job cleaning his house. And so it stinks. And so as we heard from Dak Prescott, and we shared the audio with you in the last break, Dak himself said, this year I've been average. And being average is not good enough. It's bad. It's not good. Dallas Cowboys are going nowhere. And unfortunately, Dak is a part of that right now. You got to give credit where it's due, and you got to be honest when it's time to be honest. He's not good this year. Last year was good. Postseason record, not good. That's just what it boils down to at certain points in time. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Look at this. The New York Yankees are up. Hickey, they're going to win this game, right? Yankees are winning this game.
If they lose, it would be an absolute travesty.
Oh, no. I mean, it's 4-0. It's only the second inning. Okay, what? You want to tell me the Dodgers can't score 5 more runs and the Yankees get blanked here?
No, I mean, they can, but Aaron Judge gets already a home run. Right, you're up 4-0 early. Your season's on the line. Gerrit Cole on the mound. I know it's the Dodgers still have 7 more at-bats or plate appearances. Innings is a better way to phrase it. Third time's a charm. You can't blow this.
Okay.
Cannot.
Back to Los Angeles. Yay. Not that any of those games in L.A. were good for the Yankees, but we'll see. Hickey, were there any quarterback disappointments that stood out to you that have not been said or mentioned?
I have 2. One may be a little unfair. I'll go the unfair one first.
Okay.
Jordan Love.
Oh.
Now, a lot of that is because of injury.
He's growing.
That's why, it could be a little unfair, but like he's right. The knee, week one, the groin now, when he's been healthy. He has 8 picks already, 8 interceptions. He's a turnover machine, which has been a little concerning in the games he has played in. I thought this Packers offense in year 2 would take off a little bit more, even with the injuries that he's dealt with.
I don't know about that. I get it, the injuries. I think that's really slow. He's a gunslinger like no other. Well, let me not say none other, but that's his MO. He's going to sling the ball around. And I give him a pass because of injuries, and I think the Packers would be okay given where their record stands right now at 6-2. Malik Willis has done a good job holding it down when he's gone down. And so I get it. Who's the other guy you got?
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh.
I know you have to have expectations in order to be disappointed, and I was sort of on an island with this. I was a believer in Trevor Lawrence. I thought the Jaguars made the right decision in paying him.
Oh, boy.
I did not think they'd make the playoffs. With that said, I thought they'd be a lot more competitive and look a lot more competent than they do so far. It is bad all around, and Trevor deserves no skirting the blame. He has been bad.
Do you think it's a situation of look at the team that you're on, look at the team that you've been on, look at the crap that they've handed you, look at your coaches, look at the owner? Is it more of things around Trevor Lawrence? He has blame to accept. He was supposed to be the second coming. I mean, coming out of high school, he was supposed to be the second coming. But how much of that is just playing for the Jags?
I definitely think a part of it. And I'm with you where he doesn't deserve all the blame. But I think he definitely deserves some because you're right. That team stinks. And they've gotten worse as well. You know, they made some nice moves early on, but you lose Calvin Ridley. There's no real receivers there. Doug Peterson, I thought that marriage would be good. It is clearly not.
Christian Kirk broke his collarbone.
Christian Kirk, there's no real, you know, Travis Etienne has not really been a big-time factor this year. The offensive line stinks. Like, that team is bad. And that definitely, I think, is part of the reason why he's been struggling, like you said. And he was billed as the next Elway, the next Luck, like the truly can't-miss guy. And I think one of those, if you're a can't-miss guy, I think you have to, in a way, be Superman. You know, make your team better. And I don't think he's done that.
Yeah, he has. He's been disappointing just along the way. Yeah, you talk about Manning. Those are the comparisons. It really. Coming out of Clemson, coming out of here in Georgia, I think this. He was supposed to be the dude. His temperament, how he threw the ball, his body type. Oh, he was supposed to be the guy. And the Jags seems like they're going to suffer with him. I know they're now paying him $50-plus million a year. At what point does Shad Khan just at the end or maybe a few years from now just go, I'm not doing this anymore? Like, he would strike me as the NFL owner to say, what am I paying all this money for a quarterback when we stink? It's time to go or time to move. Or maybe Trevor Lawrence, I don't know, he doesn't do anything. Yeah, he's pretty straightforward. I don't know. Is he all that passionate? Is he a leader in the locker? I don't know. You don't hear anything about him. The Jaguars are just exist. They're getting a fancy new stadium. Probably the biggest game in Jacksonville is going to be between Georgia and Florida on Saturday. And then they're going to rip that place to shreds and try to rebuild it over the next 2 years. So that game will be, Hickey, that game is going to be here in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz next year. World's largest tailgate.
I saw that coming to you, huh?
Yeah. I guess it'll be easier than me driving to Jacksonville. I'm not doing that. Not at all. Jaguars, rat-infested place. They got to rip it down. How about that? It really, the stadium, it was rat-infested. I'm not joking. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break, give you an update on this New York Yankees game. Kenny the Jet Smith is going to join us next hour. We're going to recap a lot of the news in the world of sports as well. Don't move. It's the JR Sportbrief Show.